track three and the headline stories. And from the Mid-Devon, PCC's warning over sensational statistics. Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez has called into question the accuracy of statistics following reports in the national media that Tynmouth has the most crime-ridden beach in the country. According to a national newspaper, the popular seaside town has been given the label based on statistics uncovered by its own data team. Following the publication of the story that has shone an unfavourable spotlight on Tynmouth, its neighbourhood policing team took to social media to set the record straight, stating that it believed the article was misleading and an inaccurate representation. Commissioner Hernandez criticised sensationalist headlines reported by a national newspaper based on statistics from its data team. Last week, I visited Tynmouth in Devon after being contacted by council representatives a few weeks ago over concerns about issues in the town, she said. Unfairly, a negative media spotlight was cast upon the town recently, with a headline naming it Britain's most crime-ridden beach. It instantly became apparent on my walk around that Tynmouth is a thriving, close-knit town with an incredible and enviable community spirit. Traders, residents, and town representatives are strongly united to make it not just a wonderful place to visit, but also to live and work. Prior to the media reports, Commissioner Hernandez had already planned to visit the town this week after being asked to listen to concerns over issues, including antisocial behaviour and drug use. She added, sensationalist media headlines such as Britain's most crime-ridden beach clearly put a worrying spotlight on locations, and unfortunately, it is Tynmouth that has been branded with the unwanted accolade. It is not a true reflection of daily life within the community, which is a wonderful place to both live and visit.
And as a follow-up to that story, Tynmouth police refute crime rate claims. Police in Tynmouth have accused the national media of skewing figures which claim its beach has the highest crime in the UK. Reports have claimed that statistics uncovered by a data team found 261 crimes reported per square kilometre on Sprat Sands, higher than any other beach in the UK, from July 24 to June 25. But police have set the record straight and say the reports are a misleading and an inaccurate representation. Sector Inspector for Tynmouth, Sean Roper, clarified, "The data cited in a recent article is based on crimes logged to a very small, specific location, Sprat Sand, which is equivalent to an area approximately 14 metres square. This skews the figures, leading to a false impression of crime levels in Tynmouth. Over a 12-month period, 46 crimes were recorded in this specific area, which is less than four a month. For context, 74 other coastal locations in the UK have a higher crime rate than Tynmouth. The issue appears to be crimes reported in the wider area being logged to a single spot on our systems." Tynmouth Town Council has also criticised the reports, saying they give a false impression of the town's crime rate. It says it does not recognise the interpretation of crime statistics as portrayed in some national news stories. Tynmouth Mayor Councillor Kate Williams said, "We're bitterly disappointed that several national media outlets have misrepresented the crime statistics relating to Tynmouth, which in fact remains a safe town with very little trouble. How such inaccuracies are allowed to be published is utterly baffling and downright annoying. I'm proud to call Tynmouth my home, and I know for certain that families live here happily without the threats portrayed in these regrettable press stories. I say to anyone reading this across the country and beyond, Tynmouth is a cracking seaside town well worth a visit. The stories describe Tynmouth as having the country's most crime-ridden beach, and they claim residents have described witnessing violent assaults, no longer feeling safe walking through the town because of armed teens."
Mr. Dawlish, football legend, dies at the age of 96. A man known as Mr. Dawlish, because of his impact on football in the town, has died at the age of 96. Gerald Reginald Samuel Turner was born on August 20th, 1928, in Chinner, Oxfordshire. As a youngster, his family moved to High Wycombe, where he excelled in athletics and football. Jerry married his wife, Christine, in 1956, and the couple relocated to Dawlish in 1964. A talented footballer, Jerry had played for Wycombe Wanderers, and he soon got involved in Dawlish Football Club, firstly as a player, and then as a manager, and later a director. Under his leadership, Dawlish Football Club had one of its most successful seasons in 1972-73. They were promoted to the Western League and won Exeter and District Premier League and the Devon Premier Cup, the East Devon Senior Cup, the Selick Memorial Cup and the Rothmans Invitation Trophy. Jerry also played a role as in the development of Dawlish-born footballer Seth Johnson, who went on to win an England cap in the year 2000 and played for Crewe Alexander, Derby County and Leeds United. Seth was spotted by Jerry's friend from Wycombe Wanderers, Dario Grady, who signed him for Crewe after visiting Dawlish with one of his youth teams. After handing over his team management responsibilities in the late 70s, Jerry remained heavily involved in Dawlish Football Club. As a director of football, he drove fundraising efforts to further develop the club and was responsible for installing the floodlights in 1987 and building the bar that now operates as Shooters. Although best known in Dawlish for his role in the football club, Jerry was also green-fingered and picked up several awards at Dawlish Flower Show for his gladioli and dahlias. "Dad did nothing unless he could do it to the best of his ability," remarked his daughter Angela. This tenacity was evident later in life when Jerry took up bowling. He quickly became club captain and went on to be club president between 2000 and 2001. Jerry's determination to be the best was well suited to his career as a salesman and area manager for a beds and mattresses firm, rest assured. His sale patter had been perfected as a child when he worked for his uncle selling vegetables from a horse and cart around housing estates. By the age of 11, he was working as a driver's mate on the lorries going to Smithfield Market. When he was old enough, Jerry was conscripted to the Palestine Police Force, where he was tasked with maintaining peace in the region after the Second World War, and this role involved him learning some Arabic and Hebrew. Jerry was always willing to put in the time and effort to help others achieve high standards. Angela, his daughter, remembers him spending hours helping her to practice the long jump so she could win an athletics prize at school. Jerry died on July the 23rd.